See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place that I have prepared. These words from our first reading from the book of Exodus are a good job description for a guardian angel. They also serve to remind us in this great age of technology that angels still have an important role to play in each of our lives and in our world. As we all know, each of us has been given by God a guardian angel to protect us during our lives on this earth and to guide us on our way to heaven, by helping us to be more attentive to the Lord, more open to heeding his voice, to light and guard, to rule and guide, as we pray in our guardian angel prayer. While we all have ideas about what these angels are like, how do we know that our guardian angel is really with us, especially during our most troubled times? This is where our faith in God comes in. The angels are spiritual beings, and their presence among us can be felt or sensed, if not completely known. Many people throughout history have recalled instances when they felt the presence of their guardian angel protecting them from some type of danger, or perhaps helping them to make the correct decision. I've had people say to me, "I know that if it had not been for my guardian angel, I would not be here now." Perhaps you have known someone who has had a similar experience, or maybe even you have had that experience yourself. When things don't go well for us, when some illness or misfortune strikes, we may question where our guardian angel was, asleep, perhaps distracted, or maybe, just maybe, it is us. Maybe we have failed to listen to God or to follow the promptings of our celestial friend and companion. Our guardian angel does stand before the throne of God, interceding for us night and day, protecting us from physical and spiritual harm and danger more times than we may know or realize. But as much as God loves us and the bodies he has created for us, God's top priority is not our physical well-being, but our spiritual well-being. Therefore, the main responsibility and the greatest concern that God has entrusted to his guardian angels is the well-being of our souls, of our immortal soul, to bring us to that special place that God has prepared for each of us in heaven, so that one day we may stand before him with our guardian angel, surrounded by choirs of angels, filled with joy, and giving praise to our Heavenly Father. As our guardian angels watch over us and protect us, God is calling each of us on this Respect Life Sunday to do our part through our prayers, our donations, and our involvement in Right to Life, to watch over and to protect as best we can the lives of the most defenseless children, the unborn. These precious infants need our love, and their guardian angels call out to us for help. In a couple of weeks, on October 17th, on the front lawn of the church and the school, volunteers will place hundreds of white wooden crosses as a solemn and silent testimony to the number of children who have lost their earthly life every day in our country through abortion. My sisters and brothers, as we witness the thousands of deaths in our country and throughout the world caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, we see a rally of resources, human and financial, to find a cure and to stop the dying. This is what we as people of faith are doing as we unite in the fight to protect and defend the precious lives of the unborn, to overcome this tragic evil in our land and in the world, to save the lives of innocent children. As we come together for this Eucharist, let us give thanks to God for the gift of life, for the gift of his love that comes to us in so many ways, especially through our family and our guardian angels. May God bless our efforts to protect life from conception to natural death with the help and guidance of our guardian angels. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.